In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow.
But this time of year, as the days get shorter, and they're still doing that at least for the next couple of weeks till it's officially winter, it is problematic for a lot of people. And joining us, one of our friends, Dr. Kevin Wong, who's a family physician, has been for many years. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
So you had some good ideas. We were talking about this earlier, and you had some great suggestions for people that would help ward off that kind of sad feeling.
Well, SAD, or seasonal affective disorder, as it was named appropriately, really seems to hit the northern climes where we don't get as much sunlight as the southern climates. And trying to stay away from medications, there have been a number of different studies, not big, but albeit they exist, and they seem to say if you can supplement with additional lights, that it does help people physically. And there's all sorts of different types of things you can do, going from narrow frequency light to visible light, meaning the regular daylight bulbs, as I suggested. Now with the advent of these LED bulbs of different frequency, there are some studies saying that if you have what they call broad light, which is a regular full frequency light bulb or daylight frequency bulb, they're suggesting that at least 6 hours a day of 100,000 lumens in a room, which is a good amount of light, but it really lights up the room because an average 100-watt light bulb puts out about 1,500 lumen. So if you can, you know, use these bulbs in your house to light up the house in general for at least 6 hours, then they say that's better than sitting in front of some of these box therapies for up to 30 minutes. And there's a lot of information about different types of box therapies. So I suggest to people that, you know, they can have them turn on in the morning, maybe a little earlier than 7:30. But more importantly, leave them on until 8 o'clock at night, because otherwise we start winding down. Our system starts winding down in general at 4:35 when it starts getting dark, whereas in the summer, we're usually much more active and the light is brighter to like 8 to 9. But, you know, if we leave lights on till 8 o'clock at least, that will give us an additional boost and keep us more active and productive instead of just shutting down and doing nothing in the evening.
As a physician, I'm curious if you have people that kind of on the side, even though you're not a psychologist or psychiatrist by trade, but obviously in your profession, you deal with a lot of emotions on a lot of different levels. Do you notice a real uptick in people that may even suggest to you they're struggling?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we talk about when we get to fall, especially in Pittsburgh, right after the holidays, they really get blue, as they said, and they look forward to the holidays, but right after the holidays, they sort of really feel bad. They feel depressed until springtime comes. I mean, physically, we don't have that much to do once the New Year's rolls around. But I said the other factor is that we really do shut down. And you have to think about it. In Northern America, we really shut down completely. I mean, you had the highlights of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And it's cold here, whereas other parts of the world, it's not as cold. I mean, it's not as bleak. I mean, you're sunny in the southern half of the U.S. alone, no matter the rest of the world, the southern hemisphere. So they have Christmas and New Year's, if they celebrate New Year's at that time, in the summertime. So we're a very unique population.
Doc, appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Anytime. Have a good day.
You got it. Dr. Kevin Wong, who as long as I've been here, Aaron, has been a steady listener and friend of the show and the station, really. So interesting to ask a family physician.
Yeah, because you can see it in so many different ways and different ages. So it was nice to hear his breakdown.
Yeah, and for your anniversary extravaganza, you got to see a little sunshine being on a little 3-day cruise.
I did. And it always cracks me up because there are people who are very strongly, I need the sun all the time. People that can enjoy every season. And then, I don't know, maybe most of us in Pittsburgh, we're okay with it all. We just complain a lot when it's freezing cold and we don't have as much sun. But yeah, it plays a big part for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think we just complain a lot regardless.
Yeah. Here in
sun,
Pittsburgh.
Not enough sun, too hot, too cold.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. All right. Well, tomorrow morning, we have sun now, but we may be dealing with some inclement weather. We'll talk about that coming up.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.